We will go. Fuck yeah. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, guys. We're recording our regular fucking broadcast on today, the 2nd of September. How many memes on the internet did you see of people being like, you know, January blank September?
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
The mindset shifts, you know? The mindset. You need one of those lifestyle gurus to come in and be like, fuck Monday. You know, one of those guys from here that you see now. Mondays can suck my dick. So can September, the Monday of the year. Is it?
It is.
It is the Monday Definitely. Of the year. I just made that up. Also, I'm doing as many sound effects as possible this week because someone said that they did their head in last week. Shout out to my four ball bags on YouTube who give me the worst feedback of all time. Couldn't do it without you guys. Respect. Never mind the fucking 2,000 odd Patreons. It's all about those four dickheads on my fucking YouTube. You're like, man, we'll see how long this podcast stays up. Geddes looks old. He must be 40. Bro, we all know I've been 40 for years. And I'm 34, you know? And fucking, you know, it's been a rough couple of years. There's been a pandemic. We have a toddler. My wife has been sick. You're lucky it's just old I look. And I haven't blown my fucking brains out live on a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, jazzy. Keeping it jazzy. Our sponsors today. I'm sweating already. Looking old. Of course, bro. As if overnight they were like, man, do you remember Geddes used to model for Clinique Men's? And now he just looks like the average sort of hairy fat dude. Not anymore, man. Big man. Some of the exercises I'm doing at the minute. Lunging, twisting. You know? They all look like I'm catching a fucking medicine ball midair. Like someone's playing rugby, that shot they get. That's me just trying to work my ass back into fucking shape. Anyway, well, do we have sponsors? We do.
Yes.
I was on a meeting yesterday with the management and they're like, hey, they're still on board somehow. All of them. We're running out of fucking jazz in the background anyway. We'll fade it out. Yes, our sponsors, our OG sponsors, manscaped.com. You know, previously I was saying you needed to go into the summer with a shaving bag. But listen, there's nothing more masculine and tough than a fucking hairless cock and bollocks coming into the winter. That's real confidence. You know what I mean? When people are like, man, it's cold, cover up, stay warm. Nothing says I'm a fucking savage more than shaving your dick and having no hair on it and just letting it hang out in the wind. You know, the wind will make it cold. You get that tight nut sack, which is probably, you know, you get that walnut sack. That's the best way to shave it. You know, you don't want to shave it when you're just out of the bath and it's like fucking bubblicious. You know what I mean? You can stretch it all over the place. You want to get it tight and just, you know, and then you're like, fuck yeah, got that brave winter cock. But anyway, the reason I'm telling you that, and by the way, if you got a fanny, it works on that too. I don't think you're going to pick up a Manscaped and go, let me try and shave my bushel here. And I'm saying bushel. What is a bushel? A small bush?
Yes.
Cool, thanks. You know, you're not going to like try it on female pubes and it's just going to go and not work. Of course it's going to go through female pubes, man. Think about it. Anyway, listeners to this fantastic broadcast will get 20% off if you use the code GenBant1. Isn't that magnificent? Wrong button. And they're putting out the Lawnmower 4.0, which means you can shave your nuts in the dark without snagging your bollocks. And what's its new features? I'm just making up the features. It's a drone razor. So you've got the controller in your hand and it just goes and then it's got like just, you know, like picks out your dick and balls. Little hand comes over, lifts your dick out of the way, and then it just and then down and then folds up and goes back to the factory.
Class.
Sends the data back via Starlink and then the Chinese get it and then they swoop in and take over the nut shaving gang. Game. That's not a real button. Anyway, so shout out to manscaped.com. The other one is beer52. Nothing keeps these guys in the loop with the General Banter podcast more than giving away free beer. And that's what you do. You go onto their website, you order a box of beer. They're themed. They're probably coming into the autumn now. So they'll be like, this is a beer for like Halloween, you know?
Pumpkin,
yeah. Here's a pumpkin fucking stout. You know what I mean? And you're like, you taste it and you go, it's all right if I'm having one a decade. No one's like, man, get me a fresh 20 deck of fucking, get me a slab of pumpkin fucking ale. Because that shit. But anyway, it's a fun thing to do. You get them all together, you know, and you just fucking taste them. That's all you do. You taste all eight of them, and before you know it, you're trend. We're not allowed to say that. But yeah, go on the website, put in the code BANTER, get the first box free. All you do is pay $5.95 for the fucking delivery. Keep buying them. Up the fucking hoods. I'll play the rest of that, will I?
The General Banter podcast with Colin Jettis.
We actually, I mean, I should have put out a separate podcast just called Admin. General Admin.
Yeah.
That's what this podcast called. I had a very important meeting with the management yesterday.
Oh.
And we're talking about the SSE arena. And I was like, is it happening? And he was like, yeah. And I went, okay. And he goes, it's happening. So, sort of like, unless something crazy happens last minute and they cancel it. And I was like, well, what does that mean? He goes, you know, there's nothing coming into play that would put it in jeopardy other than they just decide I don't know where to stop it. But everything is looking fine. And I'm like, and you could just straight up go in there and sit down and watch it. And he's like, yep. And I'm like, at full capacity. And he's like, yep. And I'm like, with any spacing? And he goes, not as yet. And I'm like, okay.
Damn.
So basically, I think the first show was put on sale, which was actually the Saturday. As far as I know, it sold out. And then the Friday still has some tickets left because we did take the foot off the pedal on the promo because it was a lockdown. So we were like, the show's happening, or is it? I don't know. But now it looks like it's going to happen. And there's a few tickets around the back. Cove. But it's not really, it's just from coffee and shouting.
Shiting.
Shiting a lot. Doing a shite. Just bearing down on the shits. I'm 40. I'm not allowed to cough a bit. But you got the things at the back. And there won't be another show. And there probably won't be another SSE next year. We're going to switch it up and do something else. 7 nights at Windsor. But yeah, get one of them tickets. That's all I have to say. But they're looking good, and we talked about some other gigs. The tour will be like, it's just the sort of favourite spots that I have, you know? Just some picked out spots. And then the idea would be to put a real tour together for next year, going all over the fucking place. Oh. So that's exciting. With the emphasis next year on doing a lot of cool gigs, a lot of European gigs. Can you even imagine the General Banter vlog / trip to Amsterdam?
Oh dear.
Not a drug taken. It'll just be like, man, I'm high on 7 dinners that I had. Great food in Amsterdam. But we should, without a doubt, take mushrooms and go to a museum.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Fuck yeah. If you watch the Eurotrip vlog of mine, we were absolutely dying and Maury went into the van. Like, how would you say that? Van Gogh?
Van Gogh. Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. See, when you're Dutch, it's like fucking Van Gogh. It's like that. They don't even know what you're saying. If you're like, Van Gogh? And they're like, what are you saying? And then Dutch people also don't understand that another country would have a different accent.
Yeah.
So they're like, that is not how you say it. You're like, yeah, it's how we say it, because we don't speak fucking Dutch, do we? Then you get in a full fist fight with clogs. But yeah, that would be fucking unreal. There was talk of, like, even Big Joe there was like, do you want to do Paris? And I was like, I mean, we?
Kanye.
N-words in Paris, you know? fuck. That's one of the songs that I wish black people would be like, you can say it in that song.
Yeah.
You know, say it in that song. That song's for everybody. Gets the people going. What a sample. What about on my Instagram stories, me landing on the sample for the Kanye?
Picking them out.
Yeah. That was killing me all day. Fucking killing me. Because it's the only song that, you know, when you pass through an album and you're like, right, I don't know any of this shit. It hasn't gone in. So I'll sort of stick to the standout tracks. And that's the one I put on. I was like, man, this is fucking lethal. Even though Kanye's not in it till like the fucking eighth verse. But that noise, that and I was like, what is that from? That is breaking my skull. And I was thinking about it all day. And then all day, N-words. That's another Kanye song. And then out of nowhere, which is how any good ideas come to you when you just stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then I just went, ah, it's from Ghost Town.
Boom.
And then I put it up on the stories and everyone's like, man, fuck off. There's no way you guessed that. I was like, guessed it? It took me 9 hours of staring at a wall trying to fucking go through the back catalogue of noises that I've heard before I figured that out. Have you heard Donda?
I listened through it.
Donda. I sort of need to break it into sections.
Yeah, it was intense to listen through.
Yeah, because I'll tell you exactly what the crack is with me. Let me just get a look at this. Put the Donda chant thing. I was like, okay.
I like that.
It was like cocaine.
Donda.
Danda. Imagine his name. Like, that was his ma's name. Which
right.
Sounds quite nice. Cool. What if his ma was called, like, fucking Patricia?
Patricia.
Patricia. Patricia, 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 Patricia.
He'd make it work.
Would he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would. And then the jail one, which is, has the reassuring voice of Jay-Z on it.
Yep, that was nice.
You know?
Nice to hear.
The throne is back. Jay-Z, I mean, in a league of his own, Jay-Z. God breathed. Is that coming up the speakers?
Yeah.
It's good as well. Is this Travis Scott number? And then Off the Grid is my favourite one. And then quite literally, and then Hurricane.
With the Weeknd.
Yeah, With the Weeknd is
I
great.
Like that.
It's good. And that's about, that'll have to do me for the week.
It's a lot to process.
And then I'll move on.
Yeah.
No one sits down, listens to 27 songs, and they're like, well, here's what I thought. Like,
I did. No, I didn't.
Just you, like, fucking, you know, with two tall speakers on a leather chair in a totally white room.
Intense.
Off the grid. What does he... One notebook. And it has two boxes on it, and then you just... It says good or bad, and you just tick one of them.
Indecisive.
So you thought it was a tough listen?
Just any album's hard to get through, but because it's so different. And then you're trying to pick out, it's like, oh, who is that?
Yeah.
Collabing. Because you kind of don't want to look it up.
It's gangster to not put it on the track, though.
Yeah. Although, I do follow a guy who produced a couple of the tracks. He's like this, I think he's French.
You go to tech with him?
I wish.
What is that noise?
Don't know.
Someone come up the steps?
No, don't know.
Do we have an active shooter? What's going on?
A terrorist? Yeah.
So anyway.
He's Gesäffel Stein.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that guy?
No.
He's like,
is that a second name?
No, that's his, like, artist name.
Oh, right, okay. No.
And he's a really fucking heavy techno producer.
Oh.
Like, he's mad beats. But then I listened to his tracks and they're quite, like, toned down a bit. I was like, Also, a lot of religious themes throughout,
yeah.
Which is kind of annoying.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Just everything's about fucking Jesus.
Yeah.
God.
Do you know what Jesus would say to you? Fucking calm down.
Turned it off.
Turn it off. For fuck's sake, off the grid is right. But yeah, it's hard to comment that. But I mean, everyone did the same with like anything that's, I'm not saying it is, and it's hard to predict, but anything that's like really groundbreaking, a lot of the time doesn't really stick first go.
Yeah.
You know, like even, you know, like the Dre 2001 album and like the Source, which would have been a big deal at the time, shit all over it. Then it like trickled through society and they came back about a few months later and they were like, tell a lie. It's actually one of the most important hip hop albums of all time. And then similarly, things like that Life of Pablo.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was like, oh, this is fucking weird as shit. And then it worked its way through pop culture. And then they came, and then people were like, oh, this is brilliant. Got sampled all over the place. You never know. Same thing with that. Everyone's like, oh, it's so different or weird or whatever. And then it gets works its way through the fucking the Instagram,
yeah, definitely.
You know, the ad world, like everything. And then people go, oh, it's actually class.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of Jesus-y shit. I didn't even like bother listening to that actual gospel album he did.
Oh yeah,
didn't even bother.
No, me either.
I was just like, you know, take me back to like Jesus, you know.
Yeah,
put my dick in your mouth.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Anyway, we got off topic there. We're gonna announce the lineup for the SSE Arena because I'm gonna have some support at this one.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to announce that on Monday, and we will do a bit of a sort of, they have a thing called production holds, I don't know what that means, like certain seats that they hold for certain people, but then they release those as well. So there'll be probably an announcement on Monday going, get your ticks, get the final ticks as we run up to the SSE, fun times. Also, we hopefully will have some tiers on Patreon at that point. There will be a lot of tears, so that people who fucking is there'll be some fucking tears. I'm welling up now, to be honest. But you know, one of the main reasons of having no tears was, and hopefully have no more tears, was because do you know, I did a Patreon podcast from home and I called it Tears of a Clown. But T-I-E-R-S. And
such a dad joke.
I know. All the titles really are dad jokes, aren't they? Like
even the cakes and tears.
What a lovely wedding. Even the cakes and tears. Fornication, I guess. I thought I'd put on a suit. Oh, Jesus Christ. But I'll get to it in a minute, but we had a wedding this week, and it was Maureen's sister getting married. You were there, do you remember?
Yeah.
But whenever they were doing that weird like theater piece that was going on.
Oh, aye, Shakespeare did.
Hey, what the fuck? But anyway, I think it was pitched enough where I probably would have enjoyed that. And I was talking to a fella who was saying, I'll not give his name away, but he's telling me a funny story about breaking up with the woman. And
Begley.
For a change, it wasn't Begley or Mickey. But he was saying how his ex has the email from Ticketmaster for the tickets to the SSE show. And he's like, I don't know how to get it back.
Oh, no.
He goes, see if I have to end up buying two more tickets for your fucking show.
Worth it.
And we all had a laugh. And I'm like, I'm trying to watch theater. I'm trying to watch this live theater piece.
In the dark.
But yeah, Jesus Christ. Anyway, let's talk through the week. I had an MOT this morning for the car, and by the grace of Jesus, God, and Allah, it passed. But they do it now where they take the car off you, which is amazing. Because there is, you know, we had the whole hacky conversation earlier about the fog, you know, put the fog lights on, you're like, what? You do it. I've never done it before. Sometimes you get that panic where you're like, you forget how things work in your car. You know, put your indicator on, you're like, I can't. I just put my hand out the window. But they take it now. And the last time I took that, the estate car, it failed. And they come around the corner like heartbroken. You know, instead of just going, it needs this and needs this for your safety, the guy's like, we did all we could. But unfortunately, like, there's a brake pipe needs replaced. Do you know what I mean? You're like, well, that's all right. That's why I'm here. Tell me what's wrong with the fucking car. Mate, honestly, we took it in and there was a team of us looking at it at the time. But unfortunately, there's an indicator bulb needs replaced there. I swear to God. Fuck's sake. Just give me it. And then there was a woman, because it was in Armagh, you know what I mean? Because that's our closest one. Classy. Woman got out of the car. One of those women who, at a certain age, just mould into the shape of their mother. So the two of them got out of the car, very fat, got those slip-on sort of little pump shoes with their foot coming out the side. Do you ever see those?
Oh, dear.
You know those little, you know, they've got, it basically their toe is covered. You know, their fat hippo foot goes outside and then a wee bit, and then a wee bit goes over the heel. And the two of them are just talking like fucking very loud like that there. And started smoking, and they both had the same like silver haircut, silver bob type thing going on, platinum, dyed platinum. And this girl was, and this is 8:30 in the morning, and the girl was talking about what she did last night. She's about 40, like, with her ma, and she was talking, and then I felt like intervening and being like, should you be driving? Never mind the fucking the vehicle getting tested. I feel like you should get tested. She was like, you know, fucking, she came around, no, blah, blah, blah. And she decided, you know, she wasn't drinking at first. And then I gave her one of those fucking pink gins and everything. And then she had that. And then she's like, she thought they were nice and all. So me and her finished that bottle. And then by the time she went to sleep, we had fucking, we're doing the shots and whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And it was only Mark was left up and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, and then eventually they couldn't get a taxi. But then I got a taxi. I was about 10 to 3. Sitting there smoking a fag. And I was like, so, it's like, four hours ago, you were fucking dusting off bottles of gin, and now you're here getting your car tested with your fat fucking feet. Fair play to you. Like, she didn't look hungover. If that was me, if I wasn't drinking and was just up to three, I'd be like, fucking
Jesus Christ. Is there any way you could just drive me to Belfast, please?
My God. But anyway, stress. Yeah, we had a family wedding last week. I also had a gig in Bangor, which, you know, you've been at a few gigs recently now filming them.
Yeah.
And that one, I just thought, you know what, it's close to the wedding. I'm just going to run up. You know, it was booked ages ago. It was booked before there was even a wedding date. And I was like, I'll just go up, get through it, get home. It was a bit inconveniently timed. And then, of course, it was fucking brilliant. Of all the gigs that we filmed recently, which a lot of them were good, I was like, this one was unbelievable. Finally, after months of trying sets and trying to put them together and rearrange them and all that shit, finally, London came together, you know? Bangor tightened up again. And I don't know what it is, but I don't know whether it was just that sort of like slightly older, as in like, you know, almost like 25-year-olds and above, that sort of vibe, where they maybe have a job, maybe have some money. It's Bangor, obviously, so they're a bit, you know, we're just wondering if you can have this wrapped up before 10 o'clock so that most of the crowd can get the train back. You know, one of those gigs.
Yeah.
Can you adapt to them? I know they've come out and paid to be here, but they will get up mid-set and leave if you run over. Okay. But yeah, I don't know. What the, I think they were just very up for it. It was also bring your own booze. I don't know whether that affects the mood. But there were grown men drinking dragon soup outside, which I mean, these things must be good. Like, whatever happened to bullying? You know? Like, I used to go drinking when I was younger. And then, you know, like some fella would just run out of booze or something and start drinking like a blue WKD. And everyone would be like, bro, are you going to come out to us shortly? You know what I mean? You drink Vladivar vodka poured into some other fluid to make it not taste as bad. But there was grown men drinking dragon soup. Have you ever tried this?
No, I haven't.
There is this wave of just like children's drinks for adults now that get you hammered. White Claw, Dragon Soup. Although I think this is kind of supposed to be a bit like Four Loko.
Yeah.
Because I've seen videos on TikTok and all where like, you know, Americans are like, I'm getting lit tonight. And they buy one tin of Four Loko. It is 8%.
That so is, or so both.
Yeah, Four Loko's quite high as well. So I think it's like having a tin of Monster with like a fucking triple vodka in it. So it would fuck you up, like, but...
Good gear.
Good gear. Awful branding, terrible name. Why do I feel like it's Scottish, you know? You know what I mean? But yeah, I have seen videos where girls are like, yeah, we're getting fucked up tonight. And they just come out of the fucking office with one tin.
Class.
I'm getting fucked. I mean, the perfect way to drink.
Yeah.
X, 110. Wah! Come on my face. Oh. But yeah, I feel like I was at a party once and there was a guy pulled up there and he's like, oh, I don't even drink. And then he just proceeded to have like six tins of Monster. And then also had shots of tequila, even though he was like, I don't drink. Fair play to him. But yeah, Dragon Soup. Wide awake drunk. Fair play. That was always Aaron's technique was drink loads of caffeine, have a horrific hangover, but you jump out a bit. You basically get up and you're like, I'm fucking good to go. I'm still hammered. But I am good to go. But anyway, people were drinking that. The gig was like so fancy. You know, you go out the back and they've built this gazebo that's for like the act. And you sit in there and, you know, there's like another little sort of cloaked area that has a table with a lamp and all so you can do your makeup.
Oh.
They had a fridge with water. San Pellegrino, no less.
Nice.
They had crisps. They had a fucking Nespresso machine, which I think I broke. I think I jammed the thing in there and there was already one in there. And then it just kind of half squirted through it. So I got a very weak coffee, which I put in a glass because there's no cups. Fucked it up. But yeah, it was nice. And they had all the best intentions until it came to me just being like, I'm going to piss and shit myself. Where do I go? And they're like, oh, you just walk straight back through the crowd there. Just walk straight back through the crowd. And that would be my... See, if I was opening a comedy club, a green room is not a necessity. You can have a little area where comedians sit. Sometimes comedians want to watch. I would definitely try and have one. But what I would have is a toilet just for the acts. Do you know? Because there's nothing worse than like going into a toilet and taking out your cock, making eye contact with a guy, and then he looks at your dick, and then he looks at your face, and then he goes, can't wait to see your set tonight. And I go, you've already seen it. You've seen the set. You know what I mean? You know? Or you know what I'm like? In a moment of awkwardness, I'll just have to say the absolute truth of what's happening. You have no capacity to lie. You know, come out of the toilet. And you're like, right, mate? And I'm like, sorry, I was just in there taking a big shit before this show because, you know, nerves and whatever, and your body thinks you're going to die, so you're just trying to rid it of all matter. Don't go in there, you know? But anyway, that was the night before. And it's funny because Dave Elliott was at that gig and I had asked him, would he open for me? Because he's from Bangor and it wouldn't be a big stretch to get there. But for some reason, I felt like I was at his gig. You know, I felt like he was running a gig that I was for that week was headlining. Cool times. Johnny Bo was on as well, very funny. Did a lot of dry jokes, man.
Oh yes.
Dry as a nun's chaff. But we had a wedding in the family there. Maureen's sister, you were filming. How weird was it that like you were filming, Ross was filming, I know you two.
Yeah.
Kara McMullen was doing the photos.
Yeah.
Know her. Me, Holly Dawes Laveries, and various other events provided the sound. Know him.
Yeah.
And they know the caterers. How cool is that? That's really cool. They just not have like any
Strange people.
Weirdos walking about the house, which is what our wedding was, you know. We had a celebrant and he just walked in and all the girls in their fucking silky pajamas. Does anybody have any moisturizer? That's literally what he said. He's like, what are you going to fucking wring one out in the bogs, bro? What's going on? Fuck, what are you moisturizer for? Hi, girls. So you're running around here in your silken pajamas with no underwear. Does anybody have any moisturizer that I can massage into my piece?
Some boy.
Weirdo, like. Fucking weirdo. You know, they own the tents or the marquee is owned by the family, so...
Yeah.
Again, no squad of fucking, you know, ex-criminals coming the next day to take it away, which is what happened at our wedding. And me and Aaron McCann went down, and we were... Like, Aaron literally had his T-shirt on backwards. You know, we got a phone call, and like, they're taking the thing away, you need to go down and help them or whatever. And I was like, okay, just out of bed.
Ugh.
Straight down. He had a T-shirt on backwards, and I was like, can I give his hand or anything? And they're like, no, it is okay. We are lifted tent ourselves. Thank you. Smoking a joint, probably. You know?
Class.
And I was like, what did I get out of bed for? Although our second day at our wedding was crazy town, because it was just crazy. It was fucking, like, that next day I walked down and I was like, oh, fucking hell. And it looked like, you know, post-apocalyptic in the tent where we had the party. And I was like, oh my God. And I looked down and there was, you know, if you just sum the night up, there was in one small area, a smashed pint glass with a half-eaten burger stuffed in it. And then a strapless bra lying there.
Oh, damn.
And I went, well, what a night I had. At some point, someone just went, I've had enough. Let them out, you know? But, yeah, it was good times. Riggsy was DJing.
Oh, yeah.
Who's been on the podcast. Ripped it.
Did he?
You way home at that point?
I think... I caught like the first few songs.
He's nuts, man. You know, he'd be like fucking
straight back to the.
He'd be like fucking ABBA, and then like just all
Justice.
Of the yeah, just fucking Metallica into fucking Wheatus into fucking like just all over the place.
Yeah,
loved it. a couple of bangers towards the end, but yeah, it was good times. And then, you know, of course, the next day. Up immediately with the baby wanting to end it all
early.
You just can't have children and fun, is what I've realized. You can't have, like, you know, hangovers are fine if you can just sit in bed and push crisps into your mouth,
yeah,
till 5 o'clock and then decide to go for McDonald's. But, you know, you can't do that. You're just up and at them. Fucking disgusting. Anyway, how long have we talked for there?
30 minutes.
Let's get into the real news. Joe Rogan has COVID and the whole internet's gone, ha! Got him. You know? Because, you know, he was all like, yeah, just take fucking Baracas and vitamin D and all that shit, and I didn't get it. But I don't think he got vaccinated, did he?
Don't know.
But, you know, there's a lot of, like... You know, Maureen follows all these pharmacists and all. I mean, Maureen's Instagram must be a fucking disaster. I follow pharmacists and Indian mind gurus and makeup or something. Crazy town. But she, or in the words of her good friend Nico, fucking bonkers, mate. she's like, yeah, there's some pharmacists saying like, oh, you won't take a vaccine, but you'll take like fucking, what's it called? Ivacloric, what's it called?
Oh, yes.
What's it called? What's the name of the shit?
Oh,
ivermectin?
Idea. Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it's for like deworming horses or something.
Yeah.
So he's taking all these fucking, like, do you know what I mean? You won't take a vaccine, but I'll take this absolute poison to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Maureen's argument was always like, I've had chemo.
Yeah.
You know, if you're wondering like what's going in your body, and they're like, oh, we straight up putting poison in you. To kill this shit, it's gonna kill a lot of other things. Any cells that grow quickly, it's gonna kill that too. You're gonna bulk everywhere. You're gonna feel terrible, lose weight, be terribly ill. And then this month, everyone's like, "No, I'm not taking this. vaccine that everyone's wanted and begged for the last year. But when I do inevitably get COVID, I will take some sort of horse tranquilizer to get rid of it.
Ketamine.
I will drink ket and bleach. And in 3 days, I'll be back to normal. What's going on out here? Northwest 200? Fucking hell.
Did you see that video he put up? It was on his Instagram.
Talking in the garden?
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the end, he was like, peace, one love. Love you, bros.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Took it easy.
Yeah.
Did you think it was weird?
Thought it was a wee bit weird. Thought he was being like, oh yeah, it's not that serious or something. Like in a subtle way. It wasn't being too obvious, but he was just like, yeah, got rid of it in 3 days.
Well, he did say like one of the days was pretty hectic.
Yeah.
And then they filled him full of shit. And then a couple of days went by and he felt better.
Mm.
But fair play.
But then again, he's also very athletic and I'm sure he's quite...
rich and rich. Well, you know what I mean, the shit that he was talking about, you know, me and you can't fucking have a doctor bring it round to your house.
No.
You know, he's like, oh, we did a vitamin drip and a fucking this and a ivermectin and a fucking, you know, whatever other fucking adrenochrome that's going on, and of course you get better in 3 days. Like I've had flus and they start like a cold, sort of develop into a flu, you know, you're fucking bedridden for a while. Then you start to come out of it very slowly. Then you're kind of left with a cold. You know, it's not a 3 day.
Yeah.
It's not like a 24 hour bug where it's like away. I feel like you can only get through that if you're hitting someone with the vampire juice to get them, you know, back to normal. When the rest of us are sitting there trying to fucking pour a Beecham's into warm water, it takes like a while. Twice in my life I've had absolute like, I could easily die of this shit, flus. One of them was more like gastro, where it was just like, you know, shedding black paint and crying. And I couldn't, like, you've never seen your body turn something around so quickly. Like, you just put food in your body and your stomach goes straight out the other end.
Jesus.
And then way later on was another horrendous flu, like, we lived in Belfast, just came off stage, got that like shudder down my back, that tingly back that you get. And I was like, oh fuck, I need to go home. I don't feel good at all. And then just horrifically ill, coughing up blood, coughing up all sorts.
Jesus.
Not like running blood where I'm like, you know, like a fucking horror movie, but like just where you had such a chest infection, where you're like, oh dear, what is this? And that took fucking probably a month to get through. Because when I came round, I still had the cold. And then that faded away. And then I just didn't have a voice for about 3 weeks. It was horrific, like. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what my point is. But if I had some fucking deworming tablets, then I'd have taken anything.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't have the fucking energy. If someone had a went, see on that table over there, you can take some... miracle drug, I'd have been full Wolf of Wall Street, like trying to get it into me. Anyway, the world's gone mad. Just try and stay safe out there, guys. It's real. Any update on the Taliban?
Don't know. Oh, no, I don't know.
I mean, it's so funny. I pissed myself laughing at the news the other day. It was like, I don't even have the clip. I don't even know if it's not intentionally funny, but just like, the Taliban are running, you know, like one of these real dark, their iron grip has taken, you know, all this scary language. And they just cut to some dude dressed like Aladdin, like with a wee cheeky smile on a tank, like, huh. And I was like, and I said in front of like boards once, I was like, oh, look, there it is, the face of evil. Just this guy. Hello. You know, they literally like, he had a face on him like he was going to be that guy in the video.
Okay. Okay. I'm here to do Talibaning. You call me in today to make Talibans?
Let's watch the Taliban guy shoot himself in the head, Bubba.
Oh, God, no.
No? What? Taliban shoots himself. You know, they've obviously been given a load of guns. And he's doing that thing where he's like, is it working? Is it working? Come find it. Come find it. But he's like, is it working?
Oh, no.
And then he looks down the barrel and just, and his wee hat comes off and he falls over. It just blows his little cap off. And, and he's like, ugh. Imagine just being standing beside that guy. What are you doing, stupid bastard? You know? For fuck's sake, what is his name? Mohammed? Oh, no shit. You know? Guy shoots his fucking head off. Oh, that is so racist. But like a fucking, like he's Charlie Chaplin. You know, ooh, what's going on? What's going on? Boom. Steph. Someone did send me that. I wonder what who the fuck sent me that. Can't remember. But I can't seem to find it here. shoots himself, let me be more specific, in head. What a way to die. Like, two stupidest ways to die. Shoot yourself in the head and fall off a stack of crates in America and die. 14 years, an eye-opening transformation. I mean, an eye-opening transformation or an eyebrow-drawing transformation? Come on, bitch. Working off the hotspot. Let's go. Here's a guy with a fucked up face. There he is. This isn't the guy shooting himself in the head, by the way. This is just a hot guy who then was 18 and then a bunch of years later took some drugs and then he started drawing his eyebrows on. Listen, we just skipped to the good bit, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Oh, damn.
I got the...
Meth?
He is a fucking meth.
He is meth.
I'm a total hot meth. So we went from like, I'll draw the eyebrows on. No fucks given. Oh, he's got turd on his face. Oh, he's getting crazier. Oh, what's the crack? And now I just have a wound on my face. What a long day, you know what I mean? I wonder, did he just go into that, like, you know, I'm taking meth, baby, and I steal for money. It's too dangerous. And then next minute he's like, I suck dick for money. And then he's like, I gotta look more like a lady. Now I draw my eyebrows on. Hey, babe. Now, what's the point when you see that in the mirror, that gash on your face? And you go, I'll go to the chemist. You know, how open does the abscess on your face have to be before you go, I might go to Boots real quick. Excuse me, love. Do you have a wee drop of germaline for this fucking river of pus coming out of my face? Or do you reckon he's just like, looks all right.
He needs to stop picking up.
Stop you picking that. Wash your hands. Maybe that's his new. Maybe that's what sets him apart when he's, you know, hooking for money. What's up, baby? You can fuck the gash in my face. Oh, it's so fucking your man Cricket out of.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Thing.
Funny.
That bit. That bit. I don't even know what episode it is. Where he, like he says something about what does he say? He says something about being fucked by dogs or something, and then he just eats a lemon. And he goes. I do it all the time. Don't even know what the context is, but anyway. don't do meth is what we're saying. The judge just gave Madeline another chance. Another chance to do what? I'll give you another chance. I mean, when you've tattooed your eyebrows on that badly, you might as well just end it all. Tiernan Russell, let's use these questions to guide us through. We start with a nice chirpy one from Tiernan here. Do you think there's a limit when it comes to comedy? Some people say you shouldn't joke about rape, for example. Trigger warning. Which sounds understandable and logical, but Dave Chappelle's joke about a superhero who rapes, he rapes to save, and he saves more than he rapes, is one of the funniest jokes ever. Yes, correct. Have you seen that show where he's talking about Cosby? And he gets to the end and he's just like, he does a callback to an earlier joke.
I think so.
And he's saying about how much Cosby affected like black culture and everything. Positively. And then he makes the callback going, so he saves, but he rapes. But he also, you know. And it's fucking, it's just like, even when I watched it, I'm sure any comedian that watched it was just like, right, that's me done with this, carry on. But yeah, of course you can, you can joke about anything. Of course you can. The victim of that joke is serial rapist Bill Cosby. The target of the joke isn't any of his victims or any of that sort of shit. It's, there's certain people who are such pieces of shit that they're absolutely just fodder for comedians, you know? Bits about fucking Jimmy Savile and all, you know, like someone who's an absolute evil cunt who got away with it. You can say whatever you want about him. No one's going to step in and be like, hey, take it easy on Jimmy. Hey, I know we're all had a few drinks here, but you would fucking take it easy. Again, yeah. He rapes, but he saves. You know, he'd be like, now then, I pay for hospital for children with spinal injuries. However, I will be popping out window every once in a while to rape you in mouth. You know?
Yeah.
He rapes, but he saves. You can joke about anything. And especially if you're fucking Dave Chappelle. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you went to an open mic night and a guy did his fucking third set and he was doing all these jokes and, you know, they were just dying on their arse, and then he did a rape one that was also dying on its arse, you'd be like, oh, he did a rape joke. And you're like, no, the guy just did 10 minutes of shit because he's new at it and he shouldn't be sort of playing around in those sort of, with those sort of topics anyway. But it's almost like that's the most obvious one to pick on. You know, that one highlights his inexperience the most.
Yeah.
Do you know? I've mentioned rape in fucking jokes plenty of times. I've mentioned fucking race, AIDS, believe it or not. Lesbians. Trans people. You know? The DUP. Arlene's cock. I've mentioned it all. And very, you know, I mean, fucking famous last words. Like, but I've never really been pulled up on anything. I said something one time and a guy who was clearly, you know, in the provisional IRA said something to me about, you can't make any sort of jokes because we were in Uri. And I was like, well, okay then. I'll just get in the car and go, bye. You know, just some old drunk man, but anyway.
So Newry.
Listen, the bit you did after the child rape bit about the IRA, I didn't appreciate it. Thoughts on Ronaldo joining United? Could not bring myself to give a fuck. But listen, it's good that he's home.
Yeah.
Do you hear that alarm going off? That's the alarm for no fucks.
Yeah.
That means we've run out of fucks to give. Woo. Thanks for the sweet podcast. I thought that said thanks for the sweet potatoes. Thanks for the sweet podcast. What? <So dying. laughs> How are you feeling these days with everything? Feel like I've been repeating the same shit every week since COVID came. Want to move away next year, but don't know if I'll bite the bullet, spelt wrong. How you feeling these days, Evic? I feel like there's a slight frustration because I would like to take everything up a gear and be like, right, now we're sort of free to do more stuff. Let's plow forward. But people at home, people in general, businesses in general, the government in general are still in that sort of, oh, we're still chilling vibe. So if anything, I'm restless, but want to move away next year, but don't know if I'll bite the bullet. Why not? Why not? What's your alternative? Stay. Listen, it's all about getting to your fucking, what was that thing I said? You know, like the deathbed theory.
Yeah. You need to get out of your comfort zone.
Would you rather be on your deathbed going, I just did it, or I was too scared to do it type thing? Just go do it. Like, you know, it's a small world now. It's not like you know, like, oh, I moved to fucking Edinburgh and then I got stranded there and now I'm homeless. You know, if you live here, you can always just, you know what I mean, just get a fucking boat back. Just be like, fuck it, fucked it up. Sorry, we'll go again.
Go at her again.
Go at her again, awful hard. Or what's the, what's the fucking quote?
Go at her again.
Poogling. Sitting on the toilet whilst doing a poo on your phone, poogling. Oh, yes! And then some guy, John, goes, should have finished that with, laugh now, clap hands, very good joke. Poogling. I thought he just spelled that wrong. Now, is the world ending?
It must be.
What the fuck is that? Jesus Christ. James Morgan, after talking about the John Cena apology the other week, it reminded me of the classic Cena prank call. Oh God, how cack is this going to be? I mean, the funny thing is, I mean, it's 5 minutes, bro. Check it out. Is this real?
Hello?
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? Who is this?
Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE champ John Cena defends his title in the WWE Super to anyone standing in John Cena's way when he takes on six men in a steel cage shoots and ladders match at WWE?
I mean, how would you not have hung up 50 seconds ago?
Yeah.
Do you think John Cena has taken any steroids?
Maybe.
Weird shaped guy. Absolutely jacked in all directions, but strange shape of a man. Yeah. It's funny because, you know, like at some point when he's like, da, 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 brrr, all that shit, like he's in the Migos, when he was a younger man running into the ring with his hat on and stuff. And now that he's, you know, fucked up his acting career and he's not The Rock, and then he came back and then he has to put on the cap and the fucking armbands around his arm. He's like, I'm 50. Da, 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 da. I'm 50 now. And then they play him all these fucking videos like, you know, it's SummerSlam, whatever, you gave me this armband and then my mother got cancer and then she fucking recovered from cancer and I just wanted to say it's probably because you gave me this sweatband. And he's like, oh, hon, 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 hon. You know, and then the kid bursts through the wall like him. Da, 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 da. And then he's crying and has to do an awkward hug with a strange child because, you know, nowadays and all that. Anyway, went off on one there. Thoughts on the banger gig? Would you return again? I went to yours and Shane's and I thought the crowd response was as good as any Belfast shows. Yeah, it was great. It was fucking great. Better than best show I've done in a while. Apart from London, maybe. Any big gigs at pubs in Belfast coming up? Very specific. Lavery's is starting again next Wednesday. There's a fucking... there's an insight for you, my guys. Funniest stories from a house party, shitting in fish tanks, etc. I mean, who's this bastard? Oh, wow. Funny stories. I mean, I told the one about the person shitting on the floor of the lovely bathroom. That was nice. What other things? We're going to a house party. I don't know. I don't know if I've done anything. I would really need to sit down and think.
Yeah.
I've seen some fucking stupid shit. You know what I mean? Like, my mate Lecky falling out of a tree and he fell. I mean, like, so perfectly. Like, he was a stuntman. And if he'd have been, like, a foot higher or lower, he'd have just died.
Oh, dear.
You know, one of them ones where he, like, fell back. Someone had this really well-pruned bush. Like tree, like sort of tree thing, and he climbed up and he fell off it backwards and did one full revolution and landed on his feet and then his arse. And I was like, you know what I mean? Like, if I can hold the book up, 10. If it had been higher, he'd have missed and just went on round and landed on his back or too early, landed on his head or something. Just some fucking, you know, blood curdling moments like that. We left the house party because the police were coming one time, and got up to the main road, and apparently the son of a well-known Irish League football team manager was in a fight, and then he arrived just all guns blazing, threatening anybody in sight. Come up to us. Just we had left early days, like there was word that there's Paler's coming, and we were like, right, let's fucking go, I can't be arsed with this. So we were away up out of this sort of housing estate area, very fancy, and he arrived in the taxi just grabbing lads. Who's kicking off? And all, we're like, whoa, it's yourself.
You.
And I was like, not us, bro, because there's fucking, the house is like a way down there. We left ages ago. So that was weird. I don't know if you have any madhouse party stories.
Don't know, I'd need to think about it.
Exactly. I know, I've seen so many stupid, you know, like there was a gag of fucking at some house. I mean, this is all like, you know, like school, it's still, you know what I mean? Where people are complete dickheads. Guys like, oh, we'll go out and fucking go cow tipping. I was like, what is this? The fucking the 20s? And he came back and apparently borderline nearly getting murdered by a cow. And he was completely stinking. And he's like, I want to push it, and then it just fucking like headbutted me or something. I don't know what happened.
Good.
He was totally bogging. I mean, the guy was, you know, like one of these big sort of floppy fat guys that was, but like 6'4".
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, all fucking dyspraxia. And then goes to push the fucking thing, and it probably just went. And he came back in bogging. And then, but the guy was already hammered. And then for some reason was in this house running a bath. And then got in the bath, stinking, covered in fucking muck and shit. Got in the bath, sort of fell asleep in the bath, and then boked in the bath. So people were coming in and being like, check out this guy. And there's just a big fat guy. They look like fucking Seth Rogen in a bath full of sick and muck. And I was just like, what is this? What is this? You know, he probably had fucking two beers. Unbelievable. I remember being at a house party, and on the way in, somebody had noticed that a car had crashed up into a hedge. And this would actually be a funny comedy bit, or a bit in the movie. And they described the car, and some guy was like, oh my god, that's such and such's car. And then the guy started crying. And then he was like, oh, I fucking, you know, like, really fucking her. And oh, I never said anything to her. Thinking like someone had just died in a car crash. And then it was just not her, and then she was at the party. Embarrassing!
Oh no.
Imagine that. The guy was like, I fucking, I just love her. And they're like, her? Oh.
She's back.
The power of Jesus. Such a country thing, you know, like for some teenager just to be like not paying attention and just put the car up a bank and just it wedges in the bushes, and then they're just like, well, we'll leave it there till the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't know. I just remember, like, there's a period of your life where, like, all house parties and stuff like that are just a mess. You know, it's like you can't really protect, you can't really pick out like something in particular. But you know, it's just always fucking disgusting, fucking just shit heap of a mess.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
Brutal. You know, and everyone's like, oh, it'd be funny to fucking, well, we'll just rub all these toothbrushes around the toilet. And you're like, are these really my friends? Unbelievable. Arlene Foster used to be in a show band.
Ultra wide too.
Ultra wide. Like it's
Tarantino.
Fucking Tarantino. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. It is Johnny Altman, who obviously played... Who is it? Nick Cotton or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 Looking for a woman to share my days. Looking for the love of my life.
Now, the worst sync and edit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's got 3,000 hits, as usual.
Looking for a woman to share my days. Looking for the love of my life. Looking for a lady to make my wife. Looking for the love of my life. I'm tired of drifting around the world. It's time to settle down.
I think the video does him no favors. Because the song rips.
Yeah.
The song absolutely shreds.
You'll be my queen and you'll wear a crown. Pick me up when I'm falling down. Got to live each day as though it were.
I bet you I get kicked off the internet for this. I bet you for 3,000 fucking, you know, because he's like a celebrity, they've probably went down all the correct, like, publishing routes and all that sort of shit. And now for 3,000 hits, this motherfucker's going to have me off the internet.
That actually is that actor.
I know.
Holy fuck.
Living in the past, I'm looking for a woman to share my life. Still searching for the love of my life.
Very sad song.
Making love.
Making love. But yeah, there is an uncanny resemblance to
Arlene.
Arlene. Oh, Arlene. Does herself no favours, does she? You and Niall still on the loss slash gain train? Who's on the gain train?
Of course.
Am I on the gain train? I'm on the loss and gain train. They're just pulling each other in different directions.
Yeah.
What train are you on?
Try not to crash train.
The maintain train. I don't know what the fuck my train's on, but I'm just going to work out every day till I do the SSE. See if you can see, like, veins through my jeans.
Nice.
Working out today. If you would for fuck's sake. Would you rather have dicks for... I love these questions. Would you rather have dicks for fingers or fingers for dicks? I'd kill myself. Finger for a dick. If you were to create your own social media platform, what would it be about? Or what do you think will be the next big social app that we all might have?
TikTok.
I mean, TikTok, I mean, it's like, eventually, it'll just be like, from the second you get up to the second you go to sleep, and it's probably during your sleep, it is streamed or broadcast, and the only thing you have to do, it's happening a bit of TikTok, it's not about talent or any of that shit, it's about what way can you get attention.
Yeah.
And keep it. That's all.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're a fucking unbelievable filmmaker or if you're a very talented musician or if you just have big tits or from what I can see on TikTok, you stand still and just sort of bounce and your ass claps, you know, yeah. And you have like a page of fucking 700 videos, you clap on your fat ass, you know, am I stiff as a cobra watching it? Yes. But it's just about attention. That's, I mean... Influencers were the first wave of that, where it was like, you know, oh, you've got a following, maybe you could, we'll send you a free thing, and you talk about it. Then that became just your job. People just going, I just be hot, and then people send me stuff. And now it's kind of like people can get millions and millions and millions of views and not really be making any money at all. But they're probably in a transitional period where it's like, you know, I don't know, is it going to be like a fucking Bitcoin type thing where you're just mining people and then you just get paid accordingly all day? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Who am I? Colon Musk? Name of the podcast or what?
Musk.
Don't know. I don't know. But that seems to be the way. I mean, if you look, if you scroll through like the For You page, it's like, oh, here's a guy that's like a vlogger, goes around the world, does all this shit. Here's someone that's like a chef that shoots all their food really cinematically. And then just, there's literally like a girl who's TikToking from a mental institution who happens to be fairly hot for someone who's repeatedly headbutting a wall.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
I've seen that.
I've seen that.
Seen that.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You must be just all the same shit. Like, but because I don't interact with, I don't even know if I follow that many. I've followed a few friends.
Yeah.
But their shit doesn't come up that much. So it's just all random shit.
Yeah.
so bizarre.
Oh, it's so, there's so much shite on it.
Oh yeah,
like you can like all the like quick ways to make money on the internet and fucking all these like random facts, all bullshit, all shite.
Yeah,
but it's entertaining.
I mean, all this expert shit is like, unfortunately, and I've said this before, the dead giveaway is that you have lots of money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, I specialize in fucking blah, 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 fucking
crypto.
Search engine fucking blah, blah, blah for your business and all. Where's your money?
Yeah, sitting in like a fucking...
Here's my top five trips or tips on how to fucking do drop shipment. Da, da, da. Why are you not AliExpress or something? You know, yeah. Like,
I know.
Yeah, you rent the fucking office for like an hour a day in the middle of some town with a fucking plastic plant in the corner.
How to make.
Here's my top five tips on how to fucking, you know, have enough money to eat a prep.
Get a job in Starbucks.
Yeah. Take that money that you make, split it in half, use this one to live, use this to save, and at the end of 12 years, you can afford, you know, a suit for a job interview. it's
life hack.
It's like fucking, it's like, yeah, there's, it's like, you know, it's like anything. It's like people fucking, you know, oh, I got a viral video. I went viral and all. You're like, It doesn't matter unless you're fucking making money from it.
Yeah,
and it might eventually, but it's just like I get torn or I get pulled into things where I see some, you know, even like some comedians knocking about, and you're like, shit, they're doing a lot of TikToks. I wonder, should I be doing more TikTok? And then you're like, but also, I'm fine.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I don't need to.
It's
be
a weird crowd.
I don't need to be going like, oh, I wish I was getting a million hits on that, but not really moving my career forward or getting any money with it.
It's sort of like that Facebook views. You know, like for videos, and you get thousands and thousands of views on a Facebook video, but they count the view as like
anyone who
like scrolls past it is a view.
Yeah,
and then YouTube is like, you know, you have to watch it for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, and now algorithms are even based on like how long you stop at a thing.
Yeah.
So if you scroll down and like stopped on a watch.
Yeah.
The suggested page is full of watches that day.
Yeah.
And if you scroll down and stop in someone's delicious fat ass,
yeah,
suggested is all fat asses. So that's mainly where I stop now.
Yeah.
This is one of the most entertaining fights I've seen in a while. Okay, there's like 10 links here. Shout out to Johnny Altman. Get him on the podcast. He's opening for me at the SSE. Oh, I'm very fucking lonely. I don't know what happened there. I think this guy just sent me a... What is this? He sent me a fucking... What is this?
Being hacked.
Yeah. Yep, got hacked. I'm just gonna throw his computer in the bin now. Did you watch Serpent on Netflix? Not yet. The lead female character was on Emmerdale. Mother of God, Mother of God. Yeah, what's her name?
Don't know. I haven't seen it.
I remember there was like some shitty movie. Was it Lake Placid or something? And the girl from Emmerdale appeared in that with her tits and bush out. And everyone was like, "Ugh!" She was hot too.
Funny.
That's a thing I must watch because I've heard a few people say about it now. The Serpent. Have you ever sharted? We talked about this before. I don't think so. I think I've had some real close shaves, like, but I'm a massive fan of Elon Musk. He's inspired me to start my own business. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Our Lord and Savior.
Who inspired you to do what you... I don't even know this guy. Neil, shout out Neil. Fair play for starting your own business.
Good lad.
But I just imagine you like going like, Elon Musk is a big hero, man.
He's a businessman.
He's a businessman. He knows what he wants. He's an entrepreneur. So basically what I'm saying is, of a Corsa here with a battery in it. Want one? It's called a Yes Lad. Yesla, Model E.
Model E?
Oh, fuck, that gave me an aneurysm there when I laughed at it. Tell me what your business is, Neil. What's your thoughts on Elon? I mean, he's fucking...
He's nuts.
He's unreal, like. But he's, you know... You sort of get pulled into that world of celebrity as well. And yeah. You're like, I'm happy enough for you to... People have a lot of interest in you. People like Rogan want to talk to you, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know if you need to be doing Saturday Night Live and all that shit. Not that you need to like stay in your lane.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's why people are divided on you. They're like, this guy's doing some unbelievable stuff, but then also is a cringy fucking weirdo.
So under like, in a few hundred years, when people look back at him, you know, like it's one of those like fucking mental people in history.
Maybe there's like just a lot more things documented these days. Maybe like Tesla was fucking turning up at the local tavern for a...
Aye.
You know,
Shakespeare.
jumped on stage and like, fucking, Nicky, fuck off with you. Up there doing your poems, you fucking weirdo. I mean, yeah, he is a fucking special guy. Weird guy. I seen ages ago a video of you and Mickey in some comedy club playing the game with the dildo. Will this return and where? Yeah, anytime we do live podcasts. Next year is the year for doing alternative gigs.
Yeah.
Because stand-up is just fucking such a grind to be trying to knock out every year. So next year, do a bit of living and have a bit of fun with gigs, I think. Any plans for gigs in Scotland? Yes, I'm trying to push for a Glasgow gig in the very near future. Any tattoos lined up tomorrow? Who out of the NI comedy team would you let tattoo you? James McKegney. He's the only one I can think of that has any sort of art ability. So there you go. What an answer. The Office, US or UK? Both, really. You know, they're two very different things.
They are.
I think...
I only watched the UK one over the past month.
Yeah. I love it. Like, it's fucking great. Looking sexy in a suit there. I think this guy looks like a Poundland version of Jerry Seinfeld. Okay, here we go. Better be good. Don't make me log in, you slut.
But Bonnie here, she's discussing Adam's colonoscopy. Is that a good conversation while I'm having soup? Hey, Bonnie, you want to talk about my penis enlargement? You want to do that too while you have your steak?
Oh, God.
We're talking about it. So I'm having this delicious French onion soup, and Bonnie here, she's discussing Adam's colonoscopy. Is that a good conversation while I'm having soup? Hey, Bonnie, you want to talk about my penis enlargement? You want to do that too while you have your steak?
Oh, God.
We're talking about this. So I'm having this delicious...
What a fucking weird human being.
Yeah.
Many questions have we got left here? Fucking loads of them. Jesus Christ. Right, I have to go to a workout in 10 minutes. Have you caught any of the Paralympic coverage at all? I think you and Mickey should try murder ball with a few of the disabled guys. Fuck a few of the... Mickey is fucking disabled. He's less able-bodied than a lot of... way more disabled than anyone in the Paralympics, is Mickey. I haven't seen any of it, and I didn't see any of the other Olympics either. So, what can you do? Although I must catch up on the basketball because our boy James McSorley there, who was a frequent Lavery's attendee, plays for Team GB.
No. Damn.
At the old Thalympics. What age did you start going bald, and did it gradually fall off, or did you wake up one day bald as fuck? I'm on my way to being a baldy cunt like yourself. Thanks, Sean. Yeah, well, I don't know. I think I went bald whilst having a shaved head. Do you know what I mean? What is going on out here?
Chaos.
There's fucking... sirens the whole way up the road. basically, yeah, I was in a car accident, ripped a load of hair out and got a big giant scar down the middle of my head and shaved it then, and then just sort of didn't let it come back, basically. So that was it. But yeah, just shave it off. Who gives a flying fuck? You, as soon as you shave it, you'll be like, I should have done this ages ago. Do you think Taliban podcast will come out of the woodwork now? Talibanter? Yeah, it'd be great crack, wouldn't it? Just them trying to work the machines. How do I work? Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. Oh my goodness. Can you get Niall to do a supercut of every time you said unbelievable and remix it into a tune? Yeah, that is time for that.
Yeah.
Since you have nothing else to do. What was I going to say? I have an idea for like an SSE intro.
Oh, nice.
Which I might need you to fabricate.
Cool.
From various different things.
Cool.
We also have a DJ for on the night. Hip hop DJ for the side.
Cool.
Like a house band. You know, playing old school hip hop.
Riggsy.
Loving a podcast on Spotify keeps me amused on journeys to and from work every day. Yes. I work in special effects for film and TV. Also, dabble. Is that how you spell dabble? I don't know if I've ever seen that. If you want any mad stage pyro for your gigs, when changing a nappy, has your finger ever slipped off the wipe into the shite? New level of gross. Changing my nappy. pretty much every fucked up scenario you can think of when you're changing a nappy has happened to me. You know, it's I've had shit on my hands, I've had shit on my face, I've had Eddie. You know, sometimes he's fine, you just change him and you can talk away to him. Sometimes he's really not into it and I give him the phone, which I know isn't great parenting, but I'm just like, watch this for 30 seconds. And he watches Hey Dougie. And the other, it wasn't that long ago actually, you'd just be watching and I'd take the nappy off and you sort of tuck it in for a second while you're wiping him up. And then he just reaches down and grabs the nappy and like throws it across the room full of shit. And you're like, man, this is a new level. I'm going to have to fucking put you in a straitjacket here. But yeah, it's fucking disgusting all around. Sad that you can't sell your nudes on OnlyFans anymore. Nope.
I think the...
Yeah, they went back on themselves, didn't they? They probably went, oh yeah, I forgot that we were getting a cut of... I mean, there's like OnlyFans millionaires on there. Getting their fucking hoo-ha out. And dicks and vaginas.
Hoo-ha.
But... OnlyFans, I think we're getting quite a big slice of that. Pardon the pun. So, as soon as everyone jumps ship, they'll be like, oh shit, we're missing out on like...
Billions.
Billions. From China. So, I'm going to work on a Trump impression. I think I would add 15 minutes to my set if I did a Trump impression. So, yeah. What's the problem with it? Why not be the number one get your fucking dick out app?
Yeah.
Were they trying to clean their act up?
Selling out.
Because if you don't want to show your... I mean, you could probably show your dick on Patreon if you want. That's top tier. That's that's 15 quid a month.
At least.
If you want to see... Oh, I've always joked about this. Like, just as a tester to be like, how many people would log on?
Yeah.
I know for me it would be probably like six, but it would all be just weirdos or like mates of mine. Because I've had, you know what I mean? Like I've put up photos as a joke and I've had some, you know, gay gentlemen slide in the DMs and be like, oh, you know, like load of wee heart eyes. Something like that. There's bound to be two guys out there with paying my OnlyFans. No girls at all. I don't think any women are buying into it, to be honest. A couple of gay bears might be like, let's see what's going on there. Why is Patreon such a shite interface? Emma, you couldn't be more right. It's fucking gash. It's very unexciting. I wish you could make playlists. I wish you could have. I wish you could make like subsections. I wish that I could record straight from the phone to Patreon instead of having to host the video somewhere else privately and then link it up. Nightmare. It's cack. Yeah, it's trash. I don't know. I don't know what the better option is right now. OnlyFans, probably. What was that? Just my confirmation for a hotel. Cool. Right, we're getting to the end of this. I have to go. Is the gig still on the cards for the 24th? Yes, as far as I know, and as far as I'm being told. What would your occupation be if you followed your childhood dreams? What would yours be?
Working in a recording studio.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think at one point mine would have been graphic designer.
Cool.
You know, in fact, my childhood dream probably, you know, once you get past the unrealistic, you know, when you're like, once you're like, man, I want to be in the SAS because you've seen it, you read a book one time. Once you get past all the stupid shit, legit would have been like, and there's plenty of these people now, like professional street artists.
Yeah.
Commercial street artists. That would have been like I remember when I was in school and I was like, man, if someone could just pay me like big commissions to fucking cover the side of their belt, I'd have been like, that's the perfect job for me.
Yeah.
And then you grow up and people are actually doing it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Killing it.
Kill it? Oh yeah. For, you know, like, I'm just doing a bit of work for Jameson here, charging them fucking $25,000 to spray paint an alleyway or something. It's crazy.
Epic.
Epic. But that's about it. Final question, and then we're out as bitch. Favorite episode of those Conspiracy Guys podcast? Just signed up on your recommendation. There you go, Gordo. Give me that.
Will you fuck up, too?
Of money. I'm fucking telling you, man. mine was the Jimmy Savile one, which is so... We've mentioned him a lot this episode. That was the one, I think... It took me so long to get into those Conspiracy Guys because it was so daunting. You know, you're like, there's loads of these episodes. They're all fucking 7 hours long. Where do you get in? So once I realized you didn't really have to listen in any sort of sequence, they all were like standalone. I just sort of picked like a fucking something recognizable. I can't even remember what it was. At the time, I think it was like I haven't been listening that long, but the latest one at the time was the one about, you know, Luca Magnotta or whatever.
Oh, yes.
Don't Fuck With Cats, that one, because I'd kind of just watched that, so I listened to that one. Then I was just picking out shit that I recognized. So I think the next one or one after that was like the Jimmy Savile one, and it was just so fucking in-depth. I was like, this is unreal. And then I think his partner was on it, and she is like a counselor or something, so she was bringing a bit of like, you know, real experience with fucking trauma to the table instead of just a bunch of dudes going like, oh, is it riding kids? You know, so it was fucking fascinating. And I was painting a bathroom at the time, and I did spend a lot of time just kind of drooling on my t-shirt, just going, just fascinated and disgusted at the same time, which is a great reaction to want from your podcast. But anyway, I've got to get the fuck out of here. As of Monday, next week, we are implementing our plan, which is to basically put out a podcast on Tuesday and put one out on Friday without fail every week instead of being all over the place. So you will get a podcast every week. If you're on the Patreon, you will get an extra one on a very specific day. And that won't change for a long time. And that'll give us room to do other cool stuff. So that's it. Do we have one more sponsor? FlowCBDLTD.com. They just put out some gummies. We have a packet of them at the house. They make you feel real tasty. And there is a discount code for that. I think can you remember it?
Banter.
Flow. Banter flow. Please God, let it be banter flow. And I believe that gets you either 10 or 15% off. I haven't researched this bad. But go to them for all your CBD needs. They got bath bombs. They got oils. The oil tastes better than any oil I've ever tasted. It tastes like mint. And normally CBD oil tastes like fucking, you squeezed it out of a rugby sock. Great reference. But anyway, check them out. FlowCBDLTD.com. The boyos. And that's it. We'll see you next time. I'm away to fucking lift weights. I'll throw up.
Will you fuck up too?
Take it easy.